Gardner vs. Chris.
The fast 12-second version. Go.
Zero-age holiday at my zero-age holiday at my zero-age holiday at my...
Burn! Oh my god!
I want to thank all the other podcasts for coming out tonight. Stick around for the next podcast. They're up next. They're great.
All right, welcome to Zero Issues Holiday Half Pint
Day 7. End of a week, my seven. Friends.
Yeah,
today week. We rest.
We rest and watch cartoons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say we rest. So you guys do the podcast. We'll listen to you.
We're going to listen?
Yeah, hey, let's watch some cartoons.
For sure.
Because cartoons are dope.
There's a dope scene in that new Justice League cartoon.
Tell me more with that wicked segue.
It's a Martian Manhunter, and he has discovered opium dens.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah. Actually?
Yeah.
You have opium dens in Justice League Action, which looks like it was aimed at five-year-olds?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, there isn't.
Oh. Does he discover, like, Chocos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched 3 episodes so far.
And he gets so chalked out. Oh, man. Just give me... I just need the middle part. You can keep the cookie parts.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I want to go back to Mars. I want to go back to Mars.
This is really sad.
He won't eat at Mars bars because it just seems like cannibalism.
So what about cartoons? How is Justice League Action? Because you've watched 3 episodes.
I've watched 3, and I gotta say, I'm not... It is aimed towards a younger audience.
Yeah, yeah. But you love those Batman movies.
Animal Force Batman or whatever the hell.
Well,
his logo looks great.
You fucking hate that.
I hate it so much.
Why? The bat stays in the oval. Inside the oval. What are you doing?
That's why the oval's there, to keep the bat at bay.
The little details.
That's all that matters.
The bat flying out of there is like, how do I keep this thing in here? Ah, an oval. Bats. Constant enemy.
They hate ovals. It's true.
Did you see that time Batman fought Oval Man? Ovalman beat the hell out of him. Anyway, cartoons.
Anyways,
drank some Ovaltine to,
You can go to hell. I tried very hard to stay away from that.
Yeah, well, I didn't try at all.
Sorry, you were saying.
Oh, what?
Clap noise.
I did watch Justice League Action, like 3 episodes, and it's kind of fun, but it's like hyperkinetic, and it's just, they're 10 minutes. It almost seems like, why do that? Like, you can't really get much across in 10 minutes.
No.
You can in certain forms, but to have the format of your show that. No, I don't know, it just kind of progresses the, we have no attention span, let's just make that even more a thing. Like, oh my god, and we can only do 10-minute shows. Do that. And it just, it comes across.
It's basically like the Teen Titans Go equivalent for, like, JLU.
Basically, I actually had something about that. It's the animation style is very similar.
Very simplified.
It's very simplified. Not quite as exaggerated as some of the Teen Titans stuff gets, but that's playing off that humor, which
right.
But just more like the short episode thing. I don't know, just
on the flip side, Space Gabby.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So what's Space Gabby doing?
He's a space gabby, and he's in it.
All of a sudden, Superman gets busted through his gets thrown through the back of his cab, and he gives him a ride.
Really?
And Lobo is.
Where's he give him a ride to?
Pleasure Land.
Cool.
That's what cabbies do.
Then what happens?
It's 10 minutes.
Things keep going there.
Yeah.
Got to leave a little something to the imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen a few brief clips so far. There was the thing with the parasite.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's maybe the first thing.
And I was disappointed because I thought my understanding and at one point was that it was going to have, like, because, like, you have Kevin Conroy as Batman and you have Mark Hamill as the Joker. And I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be, like, most of the cast of, like, JLU, like, from the DC animated universe. And it's really not. Like, whatever. It's fine. Like,
if
characters get recast.
If that's the case, why have Conroy and Hamill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially something...
But that's just a coup. You get them in there, and that just adds to the... That's something... Right. That's a new story that
people... Adults are going to watch this for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I get, like, you know, Conroy can't always play Batman, but it feels weird that, like, he plays Batman in this, but not say like Young Justice or something like that, where it would actually make more sense.
I like the guy that does Batman.
Oh yeah, no, he's good. It's fine. It's just sort of like it's just weird for that voice and that kind of delivery and that performance to be in a show that's not.
Yeah,
it's not. It just seems off.
Yeah,
it's weird to have the same guy playing him in like DC Animated Universe and like again like the Arkham games, which are all like you know Punch Punch Punch, and then like the kiddiest Justice League cartoon imaginable.
Yeah.
It's a little odd. He's a definitive voice, but eh, maybe that's the one where you could get like, hey, what's Diedrich Bader doing? He's in there too, though, isn't he?
He's Booster.
He's Booster.
Right?
He's Booster. That's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
And I can't really argue against that, come to think of it.
Yeah.
That works for me.
All right, so we're sort of mixed on this new show. What are some good cartoon recommendations?
There's something coming out.
Oh, yeah.
There was an announcement very, very recently,
uh-huh.
which is weird because I thought there'd be like no news because we're doing the holiday half pints, but this is sort of news. So Disney posted there's a DuckTales
Woo!
Remake, yeah, exactly, coming out, which is comics, because it's based on the Uncle Scrooge comics
mm-hmm.
by Carl Barks, was it? Yeah.
Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley, yeah, he did them.
It's Carl Malone and Charles Barkley, and they fused.
Did the dance and everything.
Yeah. Well, they had the earrings.
Oh, because it's permanent.
Well, it's only going to last half an hour.
Oh, that's true.
That's a thing now.
Yeah,
and in that half an hour, they created Scrooge McDuck comics.
You know what? I'm kind of fine
they
with
did
it.
So
I'm fine
many
with the
dunks.
They did, so basically their version of a cast reveal was having the cast of the new show, and it sort of like saying who they're playing, singing the DuckTales theme. Which was, you know, it was cute, I guess.
It is a show for kids. This
yeah,
isn't
yeah, yeah.
For adults,
so they're just like in recording booths, and it's sort of like showing it off who's playing them, and it's sort of more of a celebrity-ish cast, because that's the way things are kind of done these days. However, so it announced Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I don't know if it's in that order.
By Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
And the news.
And the news. The news
Yay!
Swap out for the other two.
It.
Ben Schwartz from Parks and Rec. John Ralphio.
Oh, yeah.
Danny Pudi.
Okay.
And Bobby Moynihan are playing Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
I'm on board with all three of those guys.
Yes. Yeah. Webby is played by Kate Micucci, who was half of Garfunkel and Oates.
Oh, yeah, the Gooch.
Yeah, the Gooch. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. And finally, Scrooge McDuck will be played by David Tennant.
Really?
Who is Scottish.
Yeah, that's...
There, I heard rumors like weeks ago that people were saying that it would be Craig Ferguson, which also would have been...
I would
pretty damn acceptable.
Yeah,
I don't like. David Tennant did Fugitoid on
yes
that Ninja Turtles
very
movie.
Much like
and
a 10th Doctor voice, but yeah,
but he did a good job, and I could
very
see
good job.
That voice working for Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, just so. give it more of the Scottish, you know, brogue there. That would be good. I could see that for sure. So yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, this entire cast so far, pretty darn good.
Yeah, is Chris Pratt Launchpad?
I forget who's playing Launchpad. It's not Chris Pratt.
It's Chris Pratt. I think it's Chris Pratt.
It better be Chris Pratt.
Like up here, Chris Pratt.
I'll buy that. Whoever it is, I'll pretend it's Chris Pratt.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's the way they announced it. They're all like singing it. So hopefully that'll be good. I love that it's traditionally animated.
Yep.
Which is a rarity these days.
Yep.
And it's coming out real soon, so hey.
Yep.
Check it.
Watch that cartoon then.
Please do. I mean, you know, what the hell do I care?
And
I'll watch it.
As long as we're asking you nice things. Please come back tomorrow.
We'll yeah, more.
Bye.
More and more.
Fare thee well.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
No, it's hard.
Can you do it? Yeah, of course. Yeah.